Heavy flows held up the ship from midnight till 6 a.m. on December the 25th, Christmas Day. Then they opened a little and we made progress till 11:30 a.m. when the leads closed again. We had encountered good leads and workable ice during the early part of the night, and the noon observation showed that our run for the 24 hours was the best since we entered the pack a fortnight earlier. We had made 71 miles south, 4 degrees west. The ice held us up till the evening, and then we were able to follow some leads for a couple of hours before the tightly packed floes and the increasing wind compelled a stop. The celebration of Christmas was not forgotten. Grog was served at midnight to all on deck. There was grog again at breakfast, for the benefit of those who had been in their bunks at midnight. Lees had decorated the wardroom with flags and had a little Christmas present for each of us. Some of us had presents from home to open. Later, there was a really splendid dinner consisting of turtle soup, white bait, jugged hare, Christmas pudding, mince pies, dates, figs and crystallised fruits, with rum and stout as drinks. In the evening, everybody joined in a sing-song. Hussey had made a one-stringed violin on which, in the words of Worsley, he discoursed quite painlessly. The wind was increasing to a moderate southeasterly gale and no advance could be made, so we were able to settle down to the enjoyments of the evening.